Japan's ruling Liberal Democratic Party picked a new leader today. He's Yasuo Fukuda, one of the party's veteran political operatives. Japanese lawmakers are expected to confirm him as the next prime minister on Tuesday. After his selection, Fukuda promised to rebuild public trust in his party, which is struggling to maintain its decades-long lock-on power. NPR's Anthony Kuhn reports from Tokyo.
That's a very enthusiastic cheer from the Liberal Democratic Party for a man that many Japanese expect to be a caretaker, some even joke a butler. He faces huge obstacles, including a massive budget deficit and an upper house of parliament controlled by the opposition. In contrast to the hawkish former Foreign Minister Taro Aso, whom he defeated, Fukuda is known as mild and moderate. He wants better relations with China and North Korea. And he wants to extend Japan's mission in support of coalition operations in Afghanistan. He's expected to become prime minister at 71, the same age that his father, Takeo Fukuda, became prime minister in 1976. Speaking after the vote, the younger Fukuda struck a humble note. The LDP is facing an extremely difficult situation, he said, and I want to work first to revive the party and win back people's trust. I would like to understand the concerns of each citizen that has lost trust in us, and I would like to lead them. The cabinet corruption scandals and lost pension records of Prime Minister Shinzo Abe's administration have left even loyal LDP followers bitter. One such person is 35-year-old librarian Kei Watanabe, who's having a beer outside one of the many bookstores in the downtown Jimbocho district.
As you know, the agriculture minister in the Abe cabinet committed suicide. These scandals were awful. Abe showed the public that he was incapable of governing his party. I think it will be hard for the LDP to regain the public's trust.
The LDP picked Fukuda as an antidote to Abe, who many felt was headstrong and incautious. Fukuda was Japan's longest-serving chief cabinet secretary, and LDP faction bosses chose him for his experience and steady hand. But others say that the faction bosses backed Fukuda in exchange for guarantees of key government positions for themselves or their faction members. Taro Kono, an LDP legislator in Japan's House of Representatives, says this is no time for the LDP's leaders to be engaging in backroom horse trading.
People saw them backing Fukuda because they want some position in the new cabinet. And they've done it openly in front of the public eyes. And we are a bit sour about that. Those leaders are supposed to be saving the party from the crisis, and they are putting the party deeper into the crisis.
The crisis of trust also stems from market reforms pursued by Abe and his predecessor, Junichiro Koizumi. The reforms were meant to downsize the government, deregulate banking and industries, and end pork barrel politics, but they also alienated many citizens. Representative Kono says the LDP itself is now split over whether or not to continue the reforms.
We are still debating what should be the course of LDP. And suddenly the prime minister resigned. So what we should be doing is we should really debate whether LDP is with the reform or not.
At a press briefing after today's vote, Fukuda suggested that LDP members should decide what they stand for. They should now group themselves around policy choices, not factional loyalties. Anthony Kuhn, NPR News, Tokyo.